You're listening to In Reality with Hadri Malchus.
We are here today with Bokamoso. She won the award for the South African Heroine Awards. It took place in Sun City on the 2nd of November, where she was awarded the overall winner under the legal sector for women fighting for GBVF. What award did you win?
I was actually nominated under the category legal sector, whereby it was four nominees, and I was the only police official surrounded by the advocates. So yes, it was South African Heroine Award.
How did you feel when your name was announced that you were the overall winner?
Yeah, I was so overwhelmed with actually mixed feelings. I was happy and emotional at the same time, but the overall was that I was happy.
What does receiving this award mean to you personally and professionally?
Receiving this award, I felt very deeply honored receiving this award, because it shows me that the work that we are doing as police officials, it is recognized. And it is not only about my work. It is also about the resilience that the survivors are having in terms of coming forward and talk about it. So, yeah.
Can you share your journey of healing and growth since experiencing your traumatic event as a child?
Being a victim of rape, more especially if it's domestic related, is a very, very traumatic and emotional situation, whereby I don't think it happens to even my enemy. It's very traumatic, especially it's from the people that you are expecting to be protective against you or the other family members. So I grew up with this thing, knowing that the whole family knows about the rape, and I have to live with it as if nothing happens, because I grew up with my father working outside South Africa, whereby he will come in quarterly or after 6 months. So it was very stressful for me, because I couldn't even talk to my father. My mom was expected to keep quiet about it, because her in-laws was threatening her marriage, that if he calls or if he tells my father, then that's the end of her marriage. So it was very difficult for me to grow in such traumatic situation.
In what ways has your past shaped your career in the police force?
Being in this unit, specifically FCS, it was very simple. It was a simple choice for me, because I grew up in communities whereby violence, it was a norm. People were violated each and every day. Children were violated each and every day. So my choice of being a police officer was very simple.
What motivated you to pursue a career in law enforcement, and how long have you been in law enforcement now?
I joined SAPS 2009, and then this is my 16th year working under SAPS. 6 years of working under sexual offences, and then 10 years of being a crime intelligence officer. I started actually with crime intelligence, and then I came here 6 years back.
How do you use your personal experience to inspire others who face similar challenges?
What I usually tell my survivors is that they must come forward, they must seek help, and that the help is available.
What message would you like to share with other survivors?
To be a rape or victim is not a choice. You don't choose to be raped. So they must not feel ashamed of what they went through. They must just lift up their chin, look forward and ask the strength, because it's not easy. They must just ask God to give them strength to go forward and to talk about it, because it's so therapeutic.
Who or what has been your biggest support in overcoming the challenges that you have faced?
My biggest supporter, I will say, it's my family, more especially my husband. He's always there for everything. He understands when I work late, he will be the one who's taking care of the kids. He understands when I say I have to go and trace a suspect outside town. He understands everything, and he has been my left hand or my right hand. Each and everything that I need in terms of support, he's always there. And again, my commanders, they always make sure that I consult with psychologists within the SAPS in terms of relieving, because it's not easy dealing with these cases of rape. Yes, I'm a victim of rape, I know. But sometimes it's a burden to can work with this case. You need a pure and clear emotions. So yeah, they have been supporting me a lot. And again, my community is so supportive in terms of reporting, in terms of assisting me when I trace suspect. They assist a lot.
What do you hope to achieve in your future efforts to support and advocate for victims of crime?
My hope is that I want to see South Africa being free from violence of GBVF. I want this next generation to live a new thing besides GBF. And I'm so glad that I'm part of that change.
Are there any specific initiatives or programs that you are involved in that you are particularly passionate about? And if so, can you tell us more about your initiatives?
The initiatives we are involved in, so many, not just myself, including my colleagues, it's involving other stakeholders. We usually do the awarenesses with other stakeholders in terms of reaching out to our community, our children specifically, because they are the victims of such crimes that we are dealing with. So we are doing these awarenesses, and in most cases I am being invited in women awarenesses and campaigns. And again, we do these door-to-door campaigns whereby we are reaching out to our community directly to can make them aware what is it that we are facing as police and what is it that they are facing as community, and the precaution measurements that they must take in terms of taking care of their kids and themselves.
What would your number one advice be to a parent of a young child, especially a girl, when it comes to protecting her or her, maybe, say, going to her and speaking up if something happens to her?
One thing that I will say personally is that me being Bokamoso, I grew up not being close to my mom because I was bitter, thinking my mom is not protecting me, not seeing that she was also abused. So my advice is that our parents, not just women, our parents, when I say parents, I talk about the mother and the father, our relatives, they must be supportive in terms of making sure that they take care of each other, because all these rapes are happening within the family. So they must make sure that they are protective, and they must make sure that they are close to their daughters. In fact, not just daughters, even the sons, because we are receiving cases of boys are being raped. So we must just take care of our kids, not just our daughters. So yes, each and every family member has a responsibility to can take care of each other.
In Reality with Hadrie Malchus.